So what we're going to do now is a combination of meditation and mindfulness exercise while we get ready to move into the breakout groups that we have planned for today. So instead of staring at me, okay, look at the chancel area above here. Okay. See all those shapes and lines? Curves, arrows, rectangles, all kinds of things. Just look at them and let your mind go. Stop worrying about what I'm trying to do here and focus your mind on shapes and lines. Our whole world is made up of shapes. These are building blocks of the way that we understand what is not us. Shapes are one of the ways we organize the world around us. We see these shapes every week, making a frame around whoever is speaking at the pulpit or using this little stage area to perform. They're part of our heritage in this place. The way we understand ourselves in the same way is to be constantly aware of our own bodies, how they feel, how they look, how they change. Again, let's look at just one part of what makes up the whole of us, our hands. Look down at your hands. We've got our hands in so many pies, and they show it, okay? Let's spend just a little time looking at these remarkable tools. Now, offer up one of those trusty hands to a person near you. Look at your hands together. Just as remarkable, aren't they? Little hands, big hands, tough hands, gentle hands, hands with their own personalities. Hands you can depend on. Seeing them together is fun. I hear you chuckling out there, right? Holding each other's hands is comforting, and we do it often here in services. Let's see if we can move just as easily into connecting with our ideas and feelings about where we are as a community. We're going to get together in smaller groups and talk about the way we bring ourselves as a congregation into the larger world that needs us. So remember those hands as you engage with more people today. Give a little squeeze of comfort and encouragement as you think about how many you reach out to as a potential change agent to the world filled with so many shapes, sizes, colors, perspectives, feelings, belief, needs, and hopes. So pick one of the breakout groups you see in the order of service, and you go to the location listed, and we'll spend about 20 to 25 minutes listening and exchanging ideas and thinking about how we can commit to be more proactively loving, thoughtful, hospitable, and dedicated to our world and all its living inhabitants. It's about more than making a difference. It's about changing how we look, how we understand, how we connect, and how we love. See you back here in 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Could the leaders stand up?
Free from discrimination and segregation.
The beloved community is inclusive, not exclusive. It embraces our diversity instead of exploiting our differences.
A place where all people's identities are valued and welcomed and uplifted and supported.
A space where, people who are my family, people who are my community, people who are of different races, of different religions, people who make me comfortable, people who make me uncomfortable, people I don't know, and people that I'm very, very familiar with, where we all come together. And we are united by this divine call.
The beloved community is what we have all dreamed and yearned for in our hearts. It is the opportunity to be truly free in a society that respects, understands its citizenry.
It is where individuals and families feel safe and comfortable, not fearful and vulnerable. It promotes dignity and protection for all rather than segregation and separation.
The beloved community is a community in which everyone has a stake in each other's well-being.
The beloved community is a world where we all acknowledge that we are one family and where every member of our family can be at home.
All are well. Where we realize that our needs are being met. Everyone has a safe place to live and learn and love. A safe house, a safe school, a safe community.
The beloved community is refuge.
The beloved community is a place where all people of all economic walks have equal access to green space and plant.
The beloved community is a way of living such that conflicts can be resolved within a shared commitment to the mutuality of all human relationships and to the sacredness of all human lives.
The beloved community is sacred.
A beloved community is love.
The beloved community is caring.
The beloved community is a place where everyone's humanity is recognized and everyone is treated with respect and with dignity.
The beloved community is all of us. It's all of us together in the spirit of justice, in the spirit of love, in the spirit of humanity, in the spirit of oneness, working to uplift communities that have been oppressed, that have been segregated, that have been unheard, that have been kept quiet.
The beloved community is a place where people come out of the shadows and out of the margins of society into a place of security and safety.
The beloved community is a community in which people realize that we're all in this together, that our web of relationships shapes who we are, and that if some people lack decent housing, that affects the well-being of everybody in this city.
It builds bridges, not walls. It is good neighbors and good neighborhoods. It is where you want to live.
Where whatever our issues are, we can share them. We can work together, we can solve them together. That's a beloved community.